This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know when you're at a party and someone casually drops a travel finance tip that makes you rethink every trip you've ever booked? That's the energy Smart Travel brings. Except it's backed by serious research and delivered in a way that's actually fun to listen to. They cover topics like which flight deals are actually deals and which are just clickbait, how to get value from your points instead of settling for that tiny reward at checkout, and the smartest ways to book flights without laying that exhausting game of guess the cheapest day. If you care about traveling well and not overspending to do it, this is a show you'll want in your rotation. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of The Quick Hits, our up-to-date news in the world of points and miles and travel. I'm going to keep this one pretty short, ideally. I'm super excited for this piece of news. However, we have now built out on the Boldly Go website a fully functional podcast library. So what this is if you go to boldlygo.world/podcast, which we will have linked in our show notes and general going forward, there, that's a great place to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. But more importantly, there's a full library there now that is searchable for our podcast. So if you want to see any episode where we talk about the Maldives, or we've had someone on that talks about Bora Bora or whatever it may be, if we have that in the show notes and in the description, it will populate. But even better, and this is what I'm most excited about, we have categories here. So if you are brand new to this show, you are brand new to points and miles, and you're like, I know you have a large catalog, and yes, I would love for you to listen to all 119 episodes we've done, but let's be real, not everyone's going to do that. And you're like, I'm a beginner. What are the episodes that are just focused on beginners? You can click the button that says beginner, and it will filter out all episodes except for ones that are great for beginners or for business owners, credit card strategies, destination episodes, points and miles mindset, points and miles tools, intermediate level, advanced levels. If you want to focus on flight strategies or hotel strategies, if you want to cater a list of episodes just for a specific topic or a category, this is fully functional on our website now. And I am super excited. I've been wanting to do this for a while, and it takes some programming and coding, and I had to get it done for the website, and then I had to go in and get every single episode that we've ever done categorized, but it is all done and will be updated moving forward. So I am super excited about all of this for you all. So again, if you are brand new and you have not gone through our entire catalog and you just want the episodes that are catered to beginners, you can go ahead on our website and find all of those episodes specifically already filtered out, which is amazing. In the world of points and miles, a few interesting updates to go through. First is that Citi Thank You Points is having what I would consider a pretty significant devaluation when it comes to their transfer relationship with Choice Rewards, or Choice Privileges, I should say, as well as I Prefer. So for right now, it's a 1-to-2 transfer ratio from Citi to Choice Privileges and a 1-to-4 from Citi to I Prefer. That's going to go then to 1-to-1.5 for Choice Privileges and 1-to-2 for I Prefer. I'm pretty bummed about this because I've been building a collection of Citi points now for a good amount of time, really for no specific reason, but just because I know most people are probably getting Citi points now because of American Airlines. Well, we have a lot of American Airlines points and get them pretty easily. So I was building this up more for some of those more luxury hotels, I Prefer points, those type of things. I don't think I'm going to speculatively just transfer my points over because I don't really have good use for them at this stage. Maybe I'll try to research and see, because this is going to take effect after April 18th, but I don't expect that I will make any speculative transfers. Citi has a lot of other great transfer partners, but I am a little bit bummed about this because I was excited about building up this bank of points, especially because I know you can get some really great use of these points in Europe, and we don't have any big plans in Europe Europe that's not already allocated essentially for travel and points, but I was planning on using this if we ever took a trip to Ireland or whatever it may be. So a little bit bummed here that this is happening, but that happens in points and miles. You're going to have changes in devaluation, so we got to just kind of move on and roll with the punches, but we'll pivot and see where we go from here. Bilt has just added Wyndham as a one-to-one transfer partner. I'm not super excited about this, just as I wasn't really excited when Chase added them as a one-to-one transfer partner. Just like Chase points, Bilt points are much more valuable than Wyndham points. But if you do have some Wyndham points or you're eyeing a specific stay with Wyndham, this could be a nice way to top off if that's a strategy that you've been using for your hotel stay kind of plans. American Airlines just announced a new $300 annual credit for ChatGPT Business. I think I said American Airlines. I meant American Express. And it's coming to both the Business Platinum and Business Gold cards later this spring. So the way that it's going to work is you'll get up to $300 per year in statement credits when you pay for a ChatGPT Business subscription, but you have to enroll. Now the catch is it only applies to the business version, not the personal plan. So ChatGPT Business runs about $30 per month per user and requires at least two users. So you're looking at roughly $68 a month or $600 a year. That means in a typical setup, you're effectively getting about half off, so $300 back on a $600 spend. I think there might be some optimization plays here, like using the monthly plan and then canceling early. If you did the monthly plan, that would get you about 5 months. And if you had a couple different business gold cards and business platinum cards, you could effectively spread it out throughout the year. But that would probably get a little bit annoying. I think we'll get a little bit more details once this officially launches. And for context, if you pay for ChatGPT, the standard plan like I do, that's only $20 a month. And it sounds like it's probably not going to qualify for this ChatGPT Business subscription, but I know someone's going to try it and report back, so we'll see what comes through that. And that's all through Doctor of Credit, where I first saw this. If you haven't seen on Instagram or social media, that United Airlines is going kind of viral right now with the new quote-unquote concept that they're calling the Relax Row, which is basically a way to turn economy seats into a lie flat bed. And the way that it works is you'll be able to book an entire row of three seats, and United will convert it into a couch-style setup with a mattress pad, pillows, blankets, and even a plush for kids. And it'll sit between premium economy and standard economy on long-haul flights, but it's not going to happen just yet. It's not launching until 2027, with the full rollout expected by 2030 across about 200 different aircraft. We have no idea how much it's going to price, but realistically, you'll probably have to pay for all three seats. So it's not going to necessarily be cheap. And also, this isn't super revolutionary because Air New Zealand already has this. They call it the Sky Couch. And ANA, Al Nippon Airways, has a very similar setup. So United's just honestly kind of getting an easier opportunity to make some more money, I think, in my opinion. Also, if you haven't heard, Chase has added hotel price matching, but there's a pretty good catch on it. So they've added essentially a price match guarantee to their travel portal for hotel bookings, including higher end edit properties, which could actually be pretty useful if you meet the rules. So if you book a prepaid hotel through Chase Travel using an eligible card like the Chase Sapphire Reserve or Business Sapphire Reserve, you can get refunded the difference if you find a lower price somewhere else. But you've got 24 hours after booking to submit your claim. And so there are also a few other things. So the stay has to be at least 24 hours or more away. Price difference must be at least $5. And the booking has to match exactly. Same room, same date, same cancellation policy, everything. And it has to be a public rate. So no member only or package deals. And if they approve your claim, Chase is going to refund the difference, which might take a couple billing cycles. So I think this is a solid improvement, but that 24-hour window is going to be pretty steep unless you're really closely monitoring hotel fares. Speaking of which, I recently did something that I'm not 100% sure if it's going to work. I feel very confident that it is, but I figured I'd share it with you and I'll report back if it doesn't work. But I went ahead and I've been struggling figuring out how to use my edit credits. You know, that $250, well, it was the first half and second half of the year. Now it's just $250 for separate bookings. And we were looking at booking a stay in Hawaii, and they had a really great points boost. So basically guaranteed 2x on your Chase points at a stay at one of the properties that we were looking at. I believe it was the Ritz-Carlton in Waikiki Beach. And I thought, well, instead of using 90,000 points for what would have been an $1,800 stay, so getting 2x of value, I was able to drop that down, I believe, to about 65,000 points. And then between my $250 edit credit, as well as the one-time $250 credit that they're offering this year if you're booking like a Marriott or Hilton or IHG or Hyatt property, that was a $500 credit that I should be able to get because I'm charging my card for that. I should get that back, but then I only have to use 60,000 points or maybe 65,000 points instead of 90,000 points, which I'm hopefully going to see some benefit for. So basically using my credit, in this case, $500 credit, to lower the amount of points I had to burn for this redemption. So I'm pretty positive it'll work. I don't know why I hadn't thought about it sooner, but I was just looking at deals and it just kind of clicked like, let me go ahead and try this. I'm pretty positive it will. I'll report back if it doesn't. But if you're struggling to figure out how to use your edit credit and you have a bunch of Chase points, maybe that's an opportunity to do so, where if you can find a really good points boost deal where you're still getting 2 cents of value for your point, maybe you just shave down the points a little bit, charge your card, and get reimbursed for the cost.
You've heard me talk about Bilt as the loyalty program that lets you earn points on rent wherever you live. And they just leveled up even more. As of 2026, homeowners can also earn up to 1.25x points on their mortgage payments. This is thanks to Bilt's 3 new credit cards, the Palladium card, Obsidian card, and Blue card. All 3 turn your housing payments, rent or mortgage, into flexible rewards, so you can choose the card that fits your lifestyle without missing out on points and exclusive benefits. Bilt points can be redeemed at top airlines and hotels, Amazon.com purchases, future rent payments, and even more. Bilt points have also been ranked by top publications as the industry's most valuable points currency. Your housing payment is already your biggest expense. Make it your most rewarding. Find the card that fits your lifestyle and apply today at joinbilt.com/journey. That is joinbilt.com/journey. Make sure to use our URL so they know that we sent you. Terms and limitations apply. Subject to approval and eligibility, Bilt cards are issued by Column NA, member FDIC, pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Now, there's a lot of noise right now around World of Hyatt, not in a great way. After announcing the global award charts that we've talked about before, everything increasing, or they could increase point prices by up to 67% per stay, there are now some signs that globalist status itself could be getting watered down. Again, this is not confirmed, but could be. And this comes from a survey sent to some members. But again, I'm going to be very clear, not confirmed, but it does give us a pretty strong idea of what Hyatt may be considering. So here are some potential changes. A new tier above globalists, which likely requires more nights or even annual spend. And if you didn't know, Hyatt actually does already have a tier above globalists that's not publicly known, just kind of similar to how American Airlines has Concierge Key, and I think United has Global Services. They have an invite-only tier. I believe it's called Card Member or card holder. Don't quote me on the name of it, but I actually found that out a few months ago. I found that quite interesting. But anyway, removing key perks like free parking on award stays and waive resort fees are a possibility, possibly eliminating the globalist concierge, and possibly shifting core benefits into milestone rewards, meaning you'd have to earn perks that are currently automatic as being a globalist. Now, not everything necessarily is bad. They're also considering letting us top off free night certificates with points, adding premium suite upgrade awards, and new ways to unlock award availability. So, obviously, we're all big fans of Hyatt for many reasons. Being a Hyatt globalist is quite amazing from a status angle. But I think if these changes go through, obviously, that's going to tighten the gap between perhaps Hyatt and other places in a lot of different ways. Again, very clear, nothing's official yet, but we could see something change here, so pay close attention, and we'll be sure to update you, of course, as well. If you've been listening to this show for a while, you know that one of my favorite tools in the Points and Miles world, and that many in our community, and many I think in general in Points and Miles actually use, is an app called Card Pointers. And what I love about this app is, well, a lot of things, but before I say what I love about it, the reason why I'm bringing it up is because they are having a 50% off sale right now. It's one of their biggest sales of the year. Why is Card Pointer something that you want to have if you don't already have it? Well, for a few reasons. A, it makes it very easy to stay organized across all of your cards. What I mean by that is that if you need to figure out if you've used your benefits, your free night certificates, your credits for Fine Hotels and Resorts, for Uber, for Lyft, whatever it may be, you can check these off with the different cards that you have. That's a benefit. I think the biggest benefit and what makes this a no-brainer to have is the fact that it will automatically add any and all Amex offers, Chase offers, Citi offers, Capital One offers, I think even Wells Fargo offers to your credit cards if you have them linked as soon as you log into those accounts. So if you don't know what I mean by that, when you log into your Amex account, you will have an area that says add these offers to your account. And it could be 10% off your next purchase at Dell, or $10 back at Lululemon, or 5% off flowers, or whatever it may be. Well, you have to manually add all of those. And it's usually literally hundreds every couple of weeks that you get as an offer to your cards. And if you have multiple cards, well, that could take forever to actually do manually. Well, this will do all of it for you pretty much instantly. So every time I log into my Amex account, for instance, I usually see there's like 300 to 500 offers being added to my card. Where that comes into play is that when I go and I randomly charge my card or one of my random cards at for a random vendor, maybe Dell, maybe Lululemon, maybe florist.com, I will oftentimes randomly see that I got a $10, a $12, a $15, $20 statement credit back, and that was because it was an offer that Card Pointer's added. We have a full blog post and write-up on it, as well as you can go back and check out episode 78 for the full breakdown and review, but I highly recommend you check it out. It saves the average user about $750 a year. I can't say I save that much. I think I probably save maybe $200 to $400 a year at least, not including the other benefits. But also in our Facebook community chat, when I had posted this in the announcements, Nina asked a great question. She said, does it let you track P2 cards also, or do they need their own separate account? Well, what's interesting with the recent update, I had to actually ask and double check with the founder Emmanuel on this. And he said that the app supports up to 6 profiles. Each needs its own account, but they do support family sharing, so a user won't have to buy twice. So you can set this up for your P2 as well, which is amazing. So again, really great app to make sure that you check out. 50% off. We have our affiliate link for this tool in our show notes for every single episode, so nothing special that you need to do. It is just the Boldly Go affiliate link. As always, I always appreciate whenever you guys do choose to use our affiliate links as it helps to support the show. But regardless, I would be recommending this application even if I had no benefit at all tied to it, because it is single-handedly probably in my top 3, if not my number 1 favorite tool for points and miles. That's all for this week, everybody. I hope everyone has had a fantastic week. As always, I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate our community and the growing community that we have. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, a fantastic week, and we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Hi, I'm Mike Siegel, and man, oh man, do I love talking about travel. You think I'd get enough of it, touring the world as a stand-up comedian, or just going off on my own personal adventures around the world? No, when I get home, I still have to talk about it. That's how much I love travel. So every week I sit down with a friend, a travel expert, influencer, expat, or anyone from any walk of life who shares my passion for travel. So if you want to hear a fun, casual, off-the-cuff chat about travel from people who love it, listen to the Travel Tales podcast with me, Mike Siegel, wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick question. Do you want travel tips from people who have actually been there?
Our show is co-hosted by Tim Johnson, an award-winning travel journalist who's been to more than 145 countries around the world. And I'm David Brody, the other co-host who's been travel podcasting for 20 years while traveling to 50-plus countries around the world.
In about 10 or 20 minutes per show, we break down a destination with the kind of insight you usually only get from long guidebooks or hours of research.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel in 10 wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at boyescape.com.